Walter Mitty, stop daydreaming. Stop daydreaming.
United States Security Bonds presents The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, based on James Thurber's famous story and starring Eddie Albert and Margot. This is another day in the life of Walter Mitty, the ordinary man with the extraordinary daydreams. Most of us keep our daydreams to ourselves because, well, because they make up our secret life. Walter Mitty's life, though, is no longer secret. His life and his daydreams are an open book. Walter Mitty's a nice young fellow with a nice young wife and a nice little house. And at the moment, the Mitties are having breakfast. And with it, a breakfast table conversation that is brilliant, scintillating, and witty.
Betsy, did I say good morning to you when I got up?
I don't remember whether you did or not, Walter. Have some more jam.
Well, thank you, honey. Well, did you say good morning to me when you got up?
Let me see.
It doesn't really matter.
Oh, but it does.
No, forget it, Betsy. Just an idle thought ran through my head.
Oh, I remember now. I said good morning to you, but you didn't answer me.
Oh.
You were probably thinking of something else.
Good morning, Betsy.
It's nothing to laugh at, Walter. Most marriages are ruined in their formative stages because of little things like that.
Formative? We've been married 3 years. How long can we be formative?
What were you thinking about when I said good morning to you?
Oh, the usual thing. What to tell Mr. Gibbs?
Well, tell him exactly what you think.
I couldn't do that. He's my boss.
But you're his senior salesman.
Yeah, I'm a senior salesman because I'm the only salesman.
If you'd only speak up and assert yourself, maybe he'd make you his junior partner.
Yeah. Walter Mitty. Junior partner of the well-known real estate firm of Gibbs and Mitty. Or of Mitty and Gibbs.
That's right. Just speak up and assert yourself and stand on your rights.
Well, if I tell Gibbs the truth about yesterday, I won't be standing anywhere.
What did you do yesterday, dear? Something very wrong?
Well, it depends on the way you look at it. But I guess there's only one way to look at it. In which case, I've done plenty wrong. Oh, gee,
Stop being so nervous.
Who's nervous? I'm not nervous.
Then stop buttering that newspaper and reading that piece of toast. Tell me, darling, what have you done that's so wrong?
Well, one of the richest clients who ever came anywhere near our office, a Mr. Sam McDonald from Texas.
Yes?
He wanted a home and enough land to build himself a private golf course.
Why, that's wonderful.
Yeah, so I sold him the Stevens place.
Oh, Walter, don't you know anything about a golf course?
Well, certainly I know about a golf course. It's a piece of land with some holes in it.
But the holes have to be kind of far apart, Walter.
I found it out.
It takes acres and acres, and the Stevens place is just a couple of acres.
I found it out after I closed the deal with Mr. McDonald. And Mr. McDonald's going to find it out, too, when he looks at the Stevens place this morning.
Oh, dear.
Maybe I can persuade Mr. McDonald to take up miniature golf.
You know that's only daydreaming, Walter.
Yeah. Well, if Mr. Gibbs doesn't kill me, then Mr. McDonald will. Either way, I lose.
Walter, look at me. Now listen to me, darling. Whatever happens, don't let anyone push you around. Assert yourself.
Assert myself?
Yes.
In this case, I couldn't assert myself even if I was President of the United States. Oh, if only I was President. Then I'd be my own boss.
But you're not the president, darling. So stop daydreaming. You're a real estate salesman.
Gentlemen of the cabinet, the newly elected president of the United States, Walter Mitty. Gentlemen, as Secretary of State, I hereby propose 3 cheers for President Mitty.
Hip, hip, boom!
Let's dispense with that, gentlemen. Please take your seats. Let's get down to business. State, kindly call the roll.
Defense.
President.
Army.
Hip.
Navy.
Aye, aye, sir.
Air.
Roger.
Commerce.
Jack.
Postmaster General.
Here, sir.
Interior and Indian Affairs. Agriculture. Treasury. All present and accounted for, Mr. President.
All right, gentlemen. I want all our domestic and foreign problems solved here and now, today. I was elected on a platform of speed, speed, and speed, and I have no time to waste. I've got my golf to think about, and I want all our domestic and foreign problems solved at this conference because I'm going to devote the remaining 3 years, 364 days of my term in office to golf. State, I want you to... What's that?
Just the telephone for you, Mr. President. The King of England.
I'll take it. Hello, King. President Mitty speaking. Oh, you'll be here this afternoon. Well, I was expecting you tomorrow. Why, the Empress of the Netherlands and the King of Scandinavia are coming to dinner tonight. Oh, sure, we could squeeze you in, if you don't mind smorgasbord. We dine at 6 o'clock. What's that? Oh, yeah, cheerio. Tell the First Lady of the land there'll be one more king for dinner.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
And, call up the defeated presidential candidate. Tell him I'll meet him for a round of golf tomorrow. Same place, same stakes. 8 years or nothing. Now state at 0040, you in defense of the Army.
Walter, will you please stop daydreaming? You'll be late for work.
What's that? Hey, it's late. Cancel the smorgasbord. Goodbye, dear.
Smorgasbord?
And will you please try to pick me up at the office at the end of the day? Good morning. Hattie?
Yes? What is it, Mitty?
Oh, please don't call me Mitty. You know it doesn't sound right for clients to hear my secretary calling me Mitty. What's all my furniture doing here in your reception room?
Mr. Gibbs has given me your office, what? Mitty. You've been moved into the reception room. Any other questions?
I've been moved to... You've been at... You've got my off... Oh, this is an outrage. I won't stand for this.
Here. What's all the excitement about? Oh, Mitty finally decided to drop in and do some work.
Mr. Gibbs, why is our secretary occupying my office?
Ah, good question, man. Very well put, too. You'd probably like to have an answer, too.
Yes, I would. Please.
Hattie's developed a severe case of claustrophobia, my boy, and she's too valuable a secretary to lose. So I gave her the only available space.
My office.
Quick thinking, Mitty.
No, I'm stuck here between the water cooler and the pencil sharpener. Why, there isn't even a window in this cubby hole.
Window? Everybody wants windows. What do you want a window for? You come here to sell real estate or look out the window at life's passing parade?
Well, if that's your feeling, why didn't you move all my stuff into the cloakroom?
Now, look here,
Mitty. It's just big enough to hold my desk and a chair.
Or
maybe you'd rather I didn't have a desk. Of course, I don't really need a chair.
Mitty.
I'm young, I'm healthy, I can stand up all day.
Mitty, I don't like your attitude. It's uncooperative.
I'm really surprised you didn't put me in the cloakroom. Then Hattie could breathe more freely.
My breathing hasn't been impaired.
Oh, be realistic, Mitty. After all, you're the outside man. What difference does it make where you hang your hat?
What difference?
Now, that ends that. And might I add, by the way, that your work outside and inside has been pretty substandard these last few months.
Oh, no.
Except for the Sam McDonald deal. You did a good, fast job on that one.
Mr.
Good job,
Gibbs,
indeed. You may be a junior partner in this firm someday. Mitty.
Yes, Mr. Gibbs.
I've just complimented you.
Yes, Mr. Gibbs.
It isn't very often that I compliment you.
No, it isn't.
Came as a bit of a shock, didn't it?
It sure will, Mr. Gibbs. It sure will.
What's that? You're always muttering to yourself. Always. Hattie, did you deposit Sam McDonald's check?
The moment the bank opened.
You mean Mr. McDonald's already paid?
Oh, of course. He's a regular straight-shooting, western-type businessman.
Straight-shooting?
I like those Texas businessmen. Yeah. Yes, sir, when they close the deal, it stays closed. No fooling around with them, or they're liable to... Mitty, you look pale.
Oops, it's nothing, nothing. Hattie, could I have a glass of water?
You're holding on to the water cooler.
I think I'll just dictate some farewell letters.
What on earth are you mumbling about, Mitty?
I think he's drunk.
Hattie, you know I never drink. I think I'll just go across the street and have a milkshake.
Of course, my boy. Of course. You know I always let you take 10 or 15 minutes off. I'm no slave driver. You didn't laugh, Mitty.
I didn't?
What's got into you, boy? You've got the jitters. Be like me. Calm, cool, completely self-possessed.
Okay, you dirty crook. I'll have my say, and then I'll leave the rest up to the district attorney.
Hello, Mr. McDonald. I don't know what you're...
You, Mitty, I don't know what your position here is.
If there's trouble ahead, he's my junior partner.
No, I'm only a salesman, Mr. McDonald.
I don't care what you are, Mitty. But you're too small for me to bother with.
I'm too...
Back in Texas, I'm known as Big Sam McDonald, and I throw small stuff like you back into the creek.
Oh, no,
but you, Gibbs, you're responsible for this, and you're going to pay the penalty.
What?
In the first place, I've stopped payment on my check.
What?
In the second place, I'm having my lawyers bring suit against you for misrepresentation.
But,
and
but,
in the third place...
In the third place, Mr. Gibbs had nothing to do with it in the first place.
Oh, shut up, you miserable little maverick.
Yes, shut up.
And in the third place... If there's cause for criminal action, I'm going to have the DA get to work on it.
Mitty!
I didn't do anything. I just made a little mistake.
Oh, a little mistake.
A little mistake.
I like the way you Easterners try to squirm out of your shady low-down tricks.
I'm not squirm.
Now, was it a slight mistake to sell Big Sam McDonald a house and a few acres while claiming the estate was large enough for me to build a private golf course?
Golf course? Mitty! Did you sell Big Mr. McDonald that little Stevens place for a golf course?
Oh, now Gibbs is going to plead innocence, huh? Well, you won't get away with it.
What?
I've handled some Western rats in my time. I guess I know how to squish a couple of Eastern rats pretty easy.
I'm going across the street for a milkshake, Hattie. If anyone asks for me, tell
them... Oh, no, you're not, Mitty.
I got to. I got the jitters. Like you said...
Oh, go on, you small-time petty larceny idiot. I'll deal with your boss.
Yeah, Mitty.
I know he's the one who's responsible. You was only acting under orders from him.
Oh, thank you, Mr. McDonald. That's a very wholesome way of looking at the matter. I'll see you all later.
Mitty, come back here. If you leave now, I'll...
Now, you old double-crosser.
Mitty.
Before I send the police...
We'll be back with Walter Mitty in just a moment. In the meantime, just a word of advice. The future doesn't just happen. It is made, created by you. And one way to mold your future and the future of your country is by the purchase of United States security bonds. For yourself, security bonds can be the key to a college education for the children, or to a business or home of your own. And United States security bonds can mean security in the years to come. As for your country, the way in which its public debt is handled will affect the American economy for years to come. You can help solve the problem by your purchases of United States security bonds. And now, Act Two. The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, starring Eddie Albert and Margot. Walter Mitty, the ordinary man with the extraordinary daydreams. He seats himself on a stool at the soda fountain in the corner drugstore. And once away from his boss, he's already beginning to feel better. Cheerfully, he greets the girl behind the counter.
Hello, Janie.
Hello, Mr. Mitty. You're in early. What'll you have, the usual?
Oh, I suppose so. I'll have the usual.
You want me to go easy on the chocolate and your milkshake?
These Westerners, Janie, they're pretty tough, aren't they?
I don't know, Mr. Mitty. What I say is, there are Westerners, and there are Westerners, if you get the drift of what I mean.
Oh, I get the drift, but I don't think they're so tough, Janie.
I'll get you a milkshake, Mr. Mitty. Yeah,
I don't think they're so tough at all. I'll bet if I was out west, I'll bet if I was one of them.
I'm one gun Mitty, and I'm riding alone. Whoopie-tie-o, get along, little dogie. I'm one gun Mitty, I'm riding alone. Whoopie-tie-o, get along.
Oh, what a stampede. Thousands and thousands of wild mavericks stampeding to beat all tarnation. It's got to be stopped. It looks like this is a job for one gun Mitty. Hey, you mavericks, stop that stampede. I said stop.
Shut up. That's better.
That's all, boy. Shucks, Judge Thatcher. All I did was stop a little old stampede.
Why, in another 5 seconds, all them cattle would have gone headlong over the precipice into Chisholm Chasm.
Chisholm Chasm?
Yes, Chisholm, over that away.
Just as I thought. And may I inquire as to the health of your daughter, Miss Betsy?
Fit as a fiddle, Mr. Mitty.
And as pretty as ever, I have no doubt. Is Big Sam McDonald still around these parts, Judge?
Yep, and we call him Bad Sam McDonald these days, Mr. Mitty.
No.
Well, he's took to cattle rustling as a kind of a hobby, if you get the drift of what I mean.
So, Big Sam's bad, eh?
As bad as he's big.
Uh-huh. Just as I thought. Well, goodbye, Judge Thatcher. I'm riding into town.
Hello?
Hello.
Some days riding into town. Hello.
Whoa, howdy, Sheriff.
Howdy, One Gun Mitty.
Got a little business to tend to here with a mean and ornery cattle rustler.
Why, I sure can use your help, One Gun Mitty, but you ain't aiming to go into Hardboiled Hattie's saloon, are you?
That's my intention, Sheriff. And my advice to you would be that you take a nice long ride out to Chisholm Chasm. Look at the scenery.
Chisholm Chasm?
It's over that away.
Yes, sir, One Gun Mitty. Your word's a law, you about.
Park my horse for me.
Shall I check the hooves, sir?
Yep. 35 pounds in each hoof. Gibbs,
yes,
step behind that bar where you belong. Hiya, Gibbs.
Hello, One Gun Mitty.
How's Hard-Boiled Hattie?
Oh, I'm Hattie. I'm fine. Hattie's fine, too. She's in the back room with the Big Bad Sam McDonald. Yeah, we were all fine.
Uh-huh. Just as I thought. Gibbsy, pour me a drink.
Usual One Gun Mitty?
The usual.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Is he going to take a bath? Well, happy days, Gibbsy.
Another drink, Mr. Mitty?
Not right now.
Not right now, thanks. This time of the day, I never take more than a short one. Moderation, partner. Moderation.
Yes, sir, Mr. Mitty.
Howdy, Miss Betsy. Mighty proud to see you.
Oh, One Gun, Pa just told me you stopped a whole stampede, and now you're out to get Big Bad Sam McDonald.
Shucks, Miss Betsy. All in a day's work.
Oh, that Big Bad Sam, the mean and ornery man. I wouldn't want to see you get hurt, One Gun.
I'm sure pleased to hear that kind of talk from you, Miss Betsy. You know, Miss Betsy, I've been kind of thinking about you and me and a little house nestled in the cactus.
You mean for us to kind of get hitched up together, One Gun Mitty?
Oh, in a manner of speaking, Miss Betsy, yes. But first, me and Big Sam McDonald's got to settle our accounts. You better stand away from the bar, Miss Betsy.
Oh, please, One Gun Mitty, take care of yourself. Please take care.
All right, Gibbs, you know what to do. Get him in here.
Yes, sir.
Calling Hard-Boiled Hattie and Big Sam McDonald, Big Bad Sam McDonald. One Gun Mitty's here. One Gun Mitty's here. Over and out.
Sam, what can we do?
I'll handle this, Hattie.
Why, hello, Mr. Mitty.
Shut up, Patty. Go lie down under the water cooler.
Yes, sir, Mr. Miller.
All right. Now, Big Bad, we can get down to business.
I'll listen, one gun. I never draw my four guns till the other man has drawn his.
Listen, Big Bad, I never draw my one gun till the other man has fired his. ever play a Russian roulette?
Russian roulette?
Hey, Gimpsy.
Yes, sir.
Take five of the six bullets out of my one gun.
Yes, sir. Here's your one gun, sir.
All right, first, let's spin the cylinder this way so nobody will know if the bullet's in the first chamber or the last chamber. Then we take turns. I hold it up to my head and pull the trigger. Then you hold it up to your head, you pull the trigger. Whoever gets the bullet in his head, well, he's kind of out of the game.
Tell me, who goes first?
Oh, pull yourself together, Big Bad. I'm a-going first.
Oh, rustling rattlesnakes, one gun's pointed right at his own head.
This
game may be over pretty quick, one gun.
That's right, Big Bad.
Look, one gun's going to pull the trigger here.
Yeah.
He's going to pull the trigger now.
Well, Big Bad, it's your turn now. Quite a game, don't you think?
Well, in some ways it is, in some ways it ain't. How about some ping pong?
No, we don't, Big Bad. We'll play this Russian roulette to the finish.
Look, Big Bad's going through with it. Big Bad's pointing it at his own head.
You just pull the trigger now, Big Bad. That's all there is to it. Ain't it simple?
Big Bad's going to pull the trigger. Now watch him. It's Mitty's turn now. Watch him. He's going to go. Now it's Big Bad's turn. He's bound to get that bullet now. There he goes. There's only two chances left. Then he's pointing it at his head. He's going to pull the trigger. Watch. There he goes.
Well, Big Bad, here's my gun.
Yeah.
Funny thing about this game, Big Bad, it always ends. There's only one more chance left, and the bullet's meant for you.
Oh, no, it ain't. Stand back, one gun, Mitty. This bullet's meant for you, and here it is.
All right, Big Bad, you nicked me. Now you get what's coming to you for cheating at this year game and for that there cattle rustling.
You want another milkshake, Mr. Mitty?
I guess I must have been daydreaming. No, Janie, thanks. I guess I better be getting back to the office.
Right where you are, Mitty.
Oh, howdy, Big Bad. Hello, Mr. McDonald. Have the police come yet?
Oh, well, they will. Oh, young lady.
What do you have?
I want a cup of black coffee. Well, Mitty Gibbs tried to put the whole blame on you. That's one thing I don't like. No, sir, I can't stand a yellow-livered skunk.
Well, it really is all my fault, Mr. McDonald. My boss didn't know anything about the deal, nothing at all.
Oh, Mitty, you got loyalty. Just ain't enough loyalty in the world today. It's very refreshing. That's why I come out here to Connecticut to live. Doctor's orders. Wanted me to have a change of scenery. You know, get away from all my business interests in Texas. Settle down here for a few years, take up golf. One thing he didn't tell me is the kind of people I'd meet around here.
Well, at least you won't find any cattle rustlers on the Stevens place.
Cattle rustlers?
Well, it's kind of hard to explain. I guess I was thinking of something else. Well, I guess I better phone my wife and tell her I won't be home for a few years.
Wait a minute, Mitty. Cattle, what was that you said about cattle on the Stevens place, huh?
Every time I open my mouth, I get into trouble.
Mitty, you dare to come in here? I'm going
going to ruin you, Mitty. I'll see that you never get another job in this town. I'll do everything.
Just a moment, Gibbs.
Huh?
What? He even has the nerve to call you Gibbs, Mr. Gibbs.
Be quiet, Hattie. Please.
Yes, be quiet.
Oh, I won't stand for this.
You've gone mad, Mitty.
No,
I knew your weak mind would collapse one of these days. Now it's happened. Watch out for him, Hattie. He might get violent.
I might at that. I might. But in the meantime, Mr. Gibbs, what would you say if I fixed up the whole McDonald deal? Huh? Fixed it up to everybody's satisfaction.
Mitty, old man, you're sure you're all right?
I'm all right. I can settle everything. In fact, I've just gotten a new check from Mr. McDonald.
What?
Yeah. He's very anxious to have the Stevens place. But before I give you this check, there's a certain little matter I'd like to have cleared up.
Well, I just dropped in, Mitty, to thank you again. And Gibbs, you ought to be right proud of this young man. You ask me, he's the real brains of the organization. Thanks again, Mitty. I'm a happy man.
Well, so long, folks.
Everybody is crazy.
How about this check? Is this crazy, too? And Mr. McDonald won't stop this one, I guarantee it.
Mitty, may I see the check?
You can see it, Mr. Giz, but you don't get it just yet. Here, look.
It's real. Mitty, what have you done?
Oh, I just convinced Mr. McDonald that what he wanted was a cow or two grazing on the Stevens place.
Wonderful.
Yeah, golf might be a good hobby, but sooner or later he'd get homesick for the things he loves about Texas, you know. So
Mitty,
he's going to build himself a comfy little ranch.
Mitty, you're a genius. Isn't he a genius, Hattie?
Mitty is a lot of things.
Mr. Mitty,
Hattie. Let me have a check, Mr. Mitty. I mean, Mitty. I want to...
Just a minute. Do I get my office back?
Why, of course, Mitty. You can have any office. My office, if you want. Both offices. No. Just say the word and give me the check.
I just want my own office back. I'll be satisfied. Here's the check. And remember, Hattie, when I come back in the morning, I expect to find you seated between the water cooler and the pencil sharpener.
Ladies and gentlemen, wait. Wait, please, wait. This moment in the life of Walter Mitty, Mitty the undefeated, Mitty the unconquerable, is not yet finished. However, before we return to him, let me remind you again about your future and United States security bonds. As an investment, they are safe, they are profitable, they are convenient to buy, and they are redeemable any time at the purchase price plus accumulated interest. A word to the wise is sufficient. Be budget wise. Buy bonds.
But, Walter, if you made that big Mr. McDonald so happy and if the whole deal's been settled, what are you so unhappy about?
Oh, Mr. Gibbs is angrier with me than ever before.
But why, darling? You sold the Stevens place to Mr. McDonald to raise cows, didn't you?
Sure, I sold it, sure. Then Mr. Gibbs found out there's an ordinance against raising livestock in the city limits. And when Mr. McDonald comes in tomorrow...
Oh, Walter, he'll kill you.
Oh, no, don't worry, I'll be safe. Mr. Gibbs has moved my desk into the cloakroom.
Secret Life of Walter Mitty is written and produced by St. Clair McKelway and Louis Meltzer. Music is composed and conducted by Dean Elliott. And the entire production is under the direction of Jack Johnstone. All characters and incidents used on tonight's program are fictitious. And any resemblance to actual characters or incidents is purely coincidental. I, Averback speaking, this is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.